Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Matthew.
And I'm Thomas.
What's up, guys? 104, here we are in the house.
Who's today?
It's Thursday.
Yeah, we're here with Thomas Howarth and Matt Soto from different podcasts.
is that where they dissect the different strokes each episode,
yes,
minute at a time?
The different podcast.
The different podcast.
It's called what you looking at, Willis.
What, yes, you listening to, Willis.
What you analyzing, Willis.
Oh, yeah. There's a good one.
There we go.
And this minute begins with motorcycles through flames. Ooh. And ends with a motorcycle doing a front wheelie.
Motorcycle foo.
I want to thank you once again for getting me on for these particular minutes, because there is just nothing but hot, hot action.
It's so hot. It, yeah, is such hot action.
Maximum woo.
I don't,
have we moved up the, guys?
Oh.
Did the woo scale move up again?
I think the woo scale is moving.
With him actively going through flame like this, the scale has moved up.
I mean, if we continue on the woo scale on this one, I mean, it could exponentially just get higher and higher. I don't know if there's going to be any kind of entropy for this woo at all.
Guys, I don't think it can get any higher than this, though, right?
Oh.
I mean, This is just motorcycle
We still got 20 more minutes to go.
No. This is as high as it goes. There's no way. There's no way they could come up with something else that these motorcycles could do.
I feel like
we're at the toppy part.
We said the same thing about hard boiled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, I learned that a front wheelie is called a stoppy. Did everybody know this?
No.
Yes.
That's a horrible name for it, though.
It makes sense, because it's not a wheelie. He is stopping to go forward. Like, he's putting on, yeah, the front brakes. Right, Thomas?
Yeah. Yes. He's putting on the front brakes as strongly as he can while still... He's probably, like, releasing just a little bit to give it a little roll so he doesn't flip over, but yeah.
Is that hard to do? Have you ever done it?
I have never even attempted this on a motorcycle. I've done it on a bicycle.
Like, accidentally.
No. I mean, maybe during my accident I might have done that, but yeah, not on purpose.
That is called a stoppy. So we'll get to the stoppy, though. That's the end of the minute.
When I was a kid on a bicycle, we called it an endo.
Endo. Yeah. Is that like because you'll be end over end?
Exactly. Yeah, it was an endo.
That's funny.
This minute starts with the continuation of the shot, and we see Ethan come through the flames, and this is the shot.
That was the trailer shot.
And this is the trailer. This
teaser
is the
shot.
Box.
The shot.
This is the shot of. And before we had talked about it, I really think this is the shot of the movie and not the doves flames walking.
Yeah,
through.
No, this is the shot.
When he's walking by, you can barely see him. This shot is so beautiful that they did it in slow motion, because you can use it for any promotion shot. Because it's second one. It's when his hair was up and then it goes back down. That's the shot they use. It's, yep, where he looks the coolest. Yeah, and he's still doing the duck face. This is the same face he makes in Rogue Nation.
Yep.
When he's on that motorcycle going after.
This is the I don't want to breathe in flames face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is you probably should hold your breath as you go through this.
He's giving us blue steel here.
Yes.
Do you think they coat the actor in fire retardant things? Is there a spray? Because it doesn't look like he's covered in jelly. So do you think they just go, you're just going to have to just kind of go through it as fast as you can?
It's probably not as big of a flame as it looks like. It's probably like only a 6-inch wide flame. So he's not there for that long. It's probably burning like straight up in the air. And he's riding from like 500 feet back and just going through like 6 inches of flame, but they're making it look with all smoke and everything like he's going through more.
I think you're right, because if at the first 2 seconds of it, the smoke is easily 20 to 30 yards away behind, yeah, it, and it makes it feel bigger. Mm-hmm. And because when he goes through it, I mean, the flames don't even touch him. Obviously, he's riding a motorcycle. You're saying, yeah, he's running at full speed, so he's creating his own wind tunnel.
Exactly.
And he's pushing the flames out of the way. Yeah. It's a great shot.
It is. It really is.
And with your actor and having him have the balls to do this is the beginning of us being like, you know what? That second movie wasn't very good, but remember when Tom Cruise did all that cool stunts?
Can you imagine like the fire crew that they had on set for this one shot?
The insurance and it was so crazy. I'm sure it's overkill compared to now. They're like, okay, Tom's done this a bunch of times. Let's have the safety people. Like when I was watching the Fallout helicopters, you know, those helicopter breakdowns, he's got like 10 guys around him who are all stunt coordinator, helicopter pilot, cameraman, you know, the guys that are going to help shoot it. And there's fire safety and all the guys are there.
But, you know, they're probably also thinking in this spot, they're like, you know, he was on the mountain. Can't be any worse than that. So let's just let him do whatever he wants. It's right. Fine.
Yeah. Well, also after this movie, he has the clout to do. He had it here because he was able to do these stunts.
But it was more of a fight here than it is now. I mean, now after this movie, it was like because this movie was the movie of that year and because it made the most money that summer and that year, it was like, yeah, you do whatever you want. But he didn't make another moot pod. He could do whatever he wants, so he didn't make another Mission Impossible for 6 years, you know?
Yep. This made Cruz Wagner and Cruz the actor that he is today, this movie.
Yeah, I agree.
Because without this money and the clout that he brought into the box office, he would never have been given the chance. He would have still been able to do the movies, I think, the not smaller budget, that's the wrong word, but you know what I mean, not giant action franchise movies.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have gotten a chance to do those. Days of Thunder and these other movies he was doing, he would have just been relegated to, he probably would have done one of these sooner if it hadn't been as big of a hit.
Exactly. But
because it was so big of a hit, he had so much clout. He's like, I'm just going to wait 6 years. And everybody's like, all right.
Yeah. He was able to, I mean, I think the combination of this and Minority Report and World of Worlds being as big as they were, and that clout that he had behind him because of Spielberg, he could do anything he wanted at that point.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. Like, the big directors wanted to work with him.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I don't know that he was on their radar earlier on. At this point, he had, you know, done Kubrick and done all these things. So he was in it with basically the movers and shakers of the 80s and 90s, the best directors you can work with.
Yeah.
He worked with at this point.
Because at this point, he had the only reason he hadn't worked with Spielberg was because Spielberg had dropped out of Rain Man and moved on to other things, and they hadn't had a chance. So within the 6 years between this and Mission Impossible 3, they made two movies together. Plus, he did Collateral at DreamWorks and Paramount, and, you know, he'd worked with Cameron Crowe again in Vanilla Sky. He was in Austin Powers for that cameo. He did Last Samurai.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he had a good run there from this movie on. Plus, Magnolia hadn't come out yet. Magnolia had just come out the year before. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's killing it. And this gave him the money that he never had to ask if he was allowed to do these stunts anymore. And changed, well, at least Chris and Mai's life.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
Because now we are tethered to this movies forever until we die.
After we get his awesome ride through the thing, we have the car flipping over the edge of the bridge. And in slow motion, you can definitely tell there's no engine in this car. Mm-hmm. It is completely stripped.
Well, Luther is a really good shot. He shot he blew the that doors off the out. Side and the engine out of the car.
Yep.
There's also this really weird circular hole in the bottom of the car that I can't figure out what it is. Like
that's the pop. The pop up. Yep. That's what they use to pop to flip the car. Usually it's a pole, like a
yeah, that's
a
telephone what I was pole, thinking too.
And it just pops down and shoots it out. Yeah. That's why they flip them.
Yeah. Makes it easy to flip.
Come on, Thomas, don't you know anything about movie physics?
Come on. I mean, you need to at least see 10 movies to know about that kind of stuff.
I'm only up to 8 so far, and
are we talking 10 movies a day or like
No, I'm just saying 10 movies total.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a day. So I've been seeing 10 movies a day.
Well, then sir, I couldn't even
watch this movie because that would have taken me too close to 10, and then I'd have to register to be a professional.
We do have to register. You do have to go to the meetings. You do have to pay dues. So I mean, you got to be careful with that.
We get another catchphrase of Billy. Ha ha! Just him yelling again.
Yeah.
I'm just really excited, mate. We know.
It is a great shot, though, where the helicopter is flying over the bridge and Cruz is driving off of it. I mean, that's really well timed. I think that's awesome, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if that was done with second unit It may have been done later because there doesn't have to be an actual car exploding. They can just put some smoke in the water. Smoke in the water. They put a little smoke in the water and the helicopter could fly by. They can just do that on another day.
And then, of course, we now find that Ambrose is on the red bike.
Going about 5 miles an hour.
Why is he riding it like a little old lady? What's going on there?
I don't know.
He's like, I don't want to get in the fire.
Hey guys, can you go on ahead? I can't get the clutch going on this. Hold on.
It's too
I'll be right
hot,
there.
Guys, hold on.
That's a shot that lost in Wolverine right there. he's not berserker enough for Wolverine. Come on.
Yeah, like when he drives through the flames, it's like little tiny baby flames.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of the things where I'm like, he was near the cars. He had to climb all the way
all
up
way
that
back.
Mountain.
Exactly.
All the way up to the top, get that motorcycle, and know that there was a second motorcycle. Yeah. Get it. What do you mean there's no room in the car? They're like, get out of here. You go find your own.
You screwed this up for us, Ambrose. Go get a motorcycle.
I called shotgun, and I literally have a shotgun. So screw off, Ambrose. He's like, oh man, I gotta get the motorcycle.
Man, he did call shotgun on that. I can't go beyond that.
Even in Australia, they understand shotgun rule.
Yep.
They're driving up the road, and Luther is still trying to shoot at the Toyota Corolla / Ford Tempo / wait, what did we call it?
It was Falcon.
Falcon.
Well, this is the new car that's coming in now.
It's a white one though.
Yeah, the white one.
And when it comes in, they actually get a shot off. They hit Luther.
Yeah,
Luther.
Mother
Luther. He pulls the most B.A. Baracus line. Yeah. He's not mad. That. He's mad that they shot his clothes. I'm not mad because you shot me. I'm mad because you shot up my van. That's basically what he's saying. He's just mad.
Put a hole in Mother Suchy.
Does that mean that it missed him and only hit?
Yeah,
the,
only
so.
Hit jacket. The fluffy jacket. Yeah.
I was planning on returning this man, and now I can't.
I've even got the tag in it and everything.
He still has a tag on it.
Went through the tag, too. Damn.
No, he just rented
check
it.
The skew.
Now, I guess I own this now. Now I got to go find two tiny patches I can put on this left side. And, he's pissed. He tried to shoot him. And we see finally why they put Ethan in a holster, why he was wearing a holster this whole movie.
Yeah.
Because when he comes in on the island, we're like, why is he wearing a holster? That's kind of an interesting take on his. Usually he's just holding the gun or has like a little thing on his back, you know, for the gun. Mm-hmm. But this is a very specific drawing style.
Yes.
And we're always like, huh, wonder what that's for.
He knew he was going to later be on a motorcycle. Yeah. First, he's got to whip the jacket backwards, like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, well, they saw that one scene in The Matrix where Neo was just walking through the lobby, and he just opens up his coat like that, and he pulls out the weapons, and it's dope. So they're like, we got to have something like that, too. It looks so cool.
I got to admit, it looks really cool.
It does lead to one of the worst duck faces ever.
Oh, yeah, I've got that duck face at 45.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thomas is actually showing us his phone where he has the screen cut. Hey, if you guys want to watch Mission Impossible 2 the way it's supposed to be watched, watch it on a phone.
Yep.
The way John Woo intended it.
Right.
That's the way it was intended. But
with motion smoothing on.
Does he have... Now, I know at this point he's really riding that motorcycle, but why can't Tom Cruise fire a gun on a motorcycle and not make that face?
I don't know. It's like
it's
he's
really
being
bad.
Possessed by Steven Tyler or something.
I'm literally guaranteeing you that it was the inspiration for Blue Steel because he's using it so much that it's like it's all over the place on this movie. That look is just such a Blue Steel look. It's like ridiculous.
It is the Blue Steel look.
Yeah.
Actually, looks like he's like, I'm not going to hit this guy. You know, he's like pouting.
Yeah.
And it's the classic motorcycle with handgun versus Toyota Corolla with submachine gun in the Australian countryside. You know, that old trope.
Just like Mad Max.
Yep. Right. There's way too much grass for this to be Mad Max. It's way too green.
Yeah.
Then it's more Crocodile Dundee.
And I think there's a country club behind the bad guy.
It looks like
as they drive by, I'm like, what a nice house. What a nice big building there is back there.
Oh, no, that's the farm that Babe lives on. Yeah, that's where Bahram Yuz are.
Baremu.
And there's so many streetlights.
How often should we have these streetlights? I don't know, every 3 feet? I'm sorry, did you say 3 feet? Yeah, I said 3 feet.
I meant three meters.
No, we don't use feet down here in the down and down. We use meters, you ding-dong.
I meant 3 meters, you idiot.
Oh, okay, yeah. You mean three Philly foots, okay.
Yeah, three Philly foots. Instead, there are, in this one shot, there are 9 streetlights. 9.
And there are 10 squibs on each one of those streetlights.
This is maybe 30 feet of space. There are more lights. It's really dark here. I guess so.
He's not actually dodging bullets. He's just counting on the streetlights to block them.
He's using the natural cover of a landscape. That's what he was taught.
Yeah.
And he, luckily, Ethan gets a shot off and shoots this guy in the in his shooting arm. And you know what? Again, I give props to the Ambrose. This guy takes it like a man. He gets shot and just kind of like gets back in the car like, yeah, he got me. Oh, I'm not going to cry.
Wait, that's not Ambrose who gets shot.
No, Ambrose. Oh. They are Am-Bros.
Gotcha.
His henchmen are Ambrose.
Gotcha. I missed that reference.
It's okay. Yes. And this Ambrose is like, I'm just gonna
eat this. I'm just going to sit down here for a second.
Luckily, I'm only shooting with my right hand. I'm really left-handed. It's okay. I'll be okay.
Ethan shoots out the tires. It starts to pop his stoppy.
His stoppy.
And that is definitely Tom Cruise. Right?
No. When he's doing the actual stoppy, that's clearly a wig that's way too long.
Yeah.
All right.
It's very unkept wig.
That's a very specific move, and I think at this point Tom Cruise would not have, you know, learned for 6 weeks so he could learn how to do a stoppy.
Yeah, not at this point. Maybe if it was, you know.
Because he loves riding motorcycles.
Yeah.
Because remember how close they are to him in that motorcycle in Rogue Nation?
Oh, yeah.
When he's wearing that, like, Hawaiian shirt?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like, oh, he's, like, really riding. Yeah, that's really riding
there.
He's leaning and skidding on his leg.
We're talking, you know, that's, 15 years later from this? So, yeah.
And then at 58 as well, too, I don't think that's Tom Cruise either. On that one, I think it's the same guy actually. No,
yeah.
I don't know. He looks like he has some kind of like weird back fanny pack on him as well too. It doesn't look like the holster anymore. It looks like some weird back brace.
I think it's just his jacket, but yeah, he could also be wearing a thick back brace because this move, if he screws it up, he's gonna fall on his face.
Yeah,
and he's not wearing a helmet. They don't want him to the actual guy to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So he does a stoppie in front of the car, skids in front of it, and the minute ends. So, hopefully we'll get a really cool shot to make up for this tomorrow.
I hope so too, man.
I hope so too. I love that the guy's nursing his arm, and this driver's not like the other driver. God rest his soul, that guy in the Falcon who got blown up. That guy, he was cool as a cucumber. This guy just lost a hubcap, and he's like, oh!
I lost all traction to my front wheel. I can't move.
So, and this is the first time I've seen an Ambrose up close, and they're both scared. So hopefully tomorrow it'll all work out for them.
I think it will.
Ethan will arrest them, right?
Right. They're definitely going to live through this.
Has he ever arrested anybody? Has the IMF ever taken the time to pull someone over and arrest them?
Do they even have that authority?
Do they have that inclination? Do they have zip ties? I mean, I guess at the end of Rogue Nation,
they do
have Solomon Lane in a box, and he's knocked out. That's still not like no Miranda was read. I mean, because that's not this is global terrorism unit, so it's not like they're not held to the same laws.
I don't think IMF Mirandizes anyone.
No, but I also don't remember if they, like, you don't see those shots like, take him away, boys. They usually murder the person.
Yeah.
It's just easier. There's less paperwork that way.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, look what Rogue Nation did. They came back to bite him in the butt. They should definitely have knocked him off. But it's like Hydra. Kill one, two shall take its place.
Yep.
All right, so let's go into tech of the episode because this is a good one. All right, I'm doing my stoppy in there.
No.
Everyone's stoppy successfully completed?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm about to flip a 180. Okay.
All right. Hey, the bear on the motorcycle did a stoppy.
Yeah. That's how I feel when I ride a Harley, is like a bear on a motorcycle.
I love that Thomas is wearing that little hat like that bear too, and the little bow tie.
The little fez in that
bear. I'll put that on just for these minutes.
Let's do some tech of the episode. Christopher, do you have techs?
I do have texts. I'm going with stoppy.
The stoppy is cool.
It is cool, man. It's a good thing.
It's impractical. I don't know why you wouldn't just skid to a stop. Yeah. It looks cool.
Because you want to turn around.
I think in the next minute we're going to find out.
I think we're
going
to find out why he did it, though.
Yeah, it pays off.
Yeah, but okay. It's pretty cool. And if it wasn't that, it would have been the helicopter shot over the helicopter going over the bridge with Ethan leaving. That's the technique of the ep, though. So, you know.
You're getting a lot of good shots in this movie. I think they're really using their other helicopter.
Yeah.
Their second helicopter. Well,
I agree.
Their movie helicopter as opposed to the nubbin helicopter that, you know.
Nubbin helicopter that they're riding in right now.
Mine's going to be the inclusion of the red motorcycle.
The Daytona.
The Daytona.
Sega Daytona. It's a good game.
Yep. That's I think I like that the Daytona is making its move, even though it's being driven by old Grandma Ambrose is driving it right now.
He's got his training wheels on.
Yeah, he's like, honk, 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 honk. Excuse me. Can you
it's on a bike like that. It's beep, 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 beep.
Beep, beep. What about you, Thomas?
I want to go last.
Oh, okay. Matthew, what about you?
I would say the very beginning of the shot, the whole entire, the air cone that Ethan makes with the motorcycle going through that one shot, it just makes it look so cool. I don't know. Air cone.
Cool.
Yeah. Someone had to give props to that shot. That's the shot at the top of our, IMF page. It's the shot of the movie.
Yes.
We finally got to it at minute 101, 104, excuse me. So awesome.
Yeah.
Thomas, what about you?
All right. Mine is, it's a little abstract, but my tech of the ep goes to the small nuclear reactor that is used to power all those lights.
Oh my God. Well, remember we saw solar panels sitting, we saw three solar panels sitting on that,
that's just satellite to power dish. The cement mixer. For the lights, you need a whole nuclear reactor, I think.
Yeah, and I actually am in the solar industry, so I can tell you right now, those solar panels may be able to provide power to a few of those lights. Not all of them, though.
Okay. All right. Fine. That's a good one. I like that. I wish I knew why there were that many lights.
I don't know.
It's an old fort, so it's not like...
Oh, you know what tours. It might be? If that's an old fort, this might be a historical site of some sort.
It is.
That people visit at night, and so they light it up for night tours and stuff.
That could be like maybe walking tours.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that might be what it is. It's the it was used to keep people out of the Botany Bay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like a historical site where they want to keep it going at night, too.
Yeah, it's where it's the last fort they had to keep the Russians out. They were worried about the Russians coming into Australia.
You can double your income if you can give tours at night as well.
Yep. We're smart.
Yeah.
And that ends the tech of the app. We've done it. Done another episode, gentlemen. Excellent job. We'll talk about, I think we'll have a little more bike foo tomorrow. Please join us on the Impossible Minute Force over on Facebook. That's our group Thomas and Matt are both members of. You guys can come over and talk about the movie or anything you'd like to talk about. And find us at MinuteImpossible.com. Until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Thomas. Matthews.
Oh, shit.
I've been Thomas.
No, what? What's happening?
Just use one of each of those and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, now you both say this minute will self-destruct.
This minute will self-destruct.
You guys are like two peas in a pod.
I can't even see his face. It's crazy.
simple.